You might want to back up a little bit. Just a little bit. Not so far that you can't hear us, though. 5:43 on Monday, June 3rd. Welcome to the show today. We are very happy you're here with us and you are starting your week with the morning reboot on Q105. Just after 8 today, we're going to jump all the way ahead. We'll have your first chance to get qualified to go to Las Vegas, thanks to Toledo Express and American Airlines. That's a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. Also, Janet and Mid will be here then, so we can get you a free astrological reading. Before that, a panel full of ladies. And the last time you said adulting, what were you referring to? Maybe you were really, really sick and you had to take care of yourself. We have a busy show today. We're glad you're here. 419-240-1055 if you're one of the first people that text into the show. Good morning. It's good to have you with us. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We are brought to you by another Mike, sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig out in the way of Sylvania. I think it's Centennial and Central. There was a big dangerous accident early this morning, so a heads up if that is on your morning commute, Centennial and Central, an accident very early this morning. Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Our sponsor, 419-240-1055, is our number to call or text anytime you'd like. 5:45, good morning. On June 3rd, it's Eric Chase and the one and only, thankfully, because if there were more, there'd be more sickness, Floyd.
Hi, good morning.
What do you have?
I have the icky poo. It happened Friday because I think I texted you and you were like, no. I texted you and then someone had posted. They're like, oh, you're just hungover. I said, no, I got sick Thursday night at my show and didn't drink. And I was just like, meh. And it's been here ever since. It's just lingering. Sore throat, stuffy nose. I'm trying to mute a cough, but there's a cough there. It's gross. And it's sick. It's summer sickness. Which feels worse than like another sick because you're hot and icky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pushing through.
Well, today's not going to be real hot. I guess today should be a pretty nice day.
Whatever weather I walked out today needs to stay all day. I know people are like, I want my heat. Not me.
It'll be a little warmer today.
This is comfortable heat for me. Comfortable weather for me right now.
And mostly sunny. Are you going to, you look too sick to go to the other job today.
We'll play about your today. I'm an adult. I'm be honest about it. I'm not feeling it. If we had a co-host, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just being honest.
How was Thursday night in Ann Arbor?
Thursday was good. It was a good surprise. Actually, go back up to my stomping grounds and actually hang out with everyone and see everyone. So, excuse me. So, it was good. It was good. Nothing dramatic. A group of us went up there. They tried to feed me shots, and I was like, no, I don't feel good. So yeah. So all those people who got my drinks all night long.
So you were feeling sick before you even got going on Thursday?
Yeah, I was gross. Like, I woke up. I had a little tickle in my throat Thursday. Went to the other job. I felt fine. And then, like, I went to take a nap right before the show Thursday and woke up. And I was just like, yeah, this is impending doom. And then Friday I woke up and I was just like, crap.
Have you taken anything for the symptoms?
I took NyQuil. Some vitamin C stuff, and just been drinking water, so I've been peeing my life away.
It's fine. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, so other than that, it's a summer cold. It'll go away at some point.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's his last days. We're good. I sound gross. I can hear myself right now.
Do you feel better than you sound?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like, I woke up today, and Stefan was like, oh, and I go, mm-hmm.
He slept over?
Yes.
How was your weekend? What did you get into? It was Festival Central.
I had prides, and I performed at Ferndale Pride yesterday. I tried to enjoy myself, but I was sick. Saturday was his brother's wedding, which was cool, like, but it was outside wedding, so we got stormed on, but it was like a country-themed barnyard wedding, so like, the wedding was in one area, and you just walked across the driveway to the little barn when they had the reception. It was pretty cool. I was still under the weather, but I pushed through. Friday, I had a show at George's. This is how you know that I was sick. I was this close to calling off. But then I was like, looked at the roster of the entertainers, like, crap, it's just myself and another person who works there regularly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, can't really call off because they're special guests. Don't want to have bad look for the bar. So I got there. So I can't even breathe. And I looked at the DJ who's like doing the lineup. And I looked at the special guest, Sylvia. And I go, do you mind hosting tonight? And she's like, Huh? I go, I really don't feel good. And I don't feel like talking. Yeah. So I didn't even host the show on Friday. I was gross. And then, like, normally I do, like, my long, like, mixes.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I did single songs each time.
Well, it's good that somebody could pick up for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, when I looked at her, I said, can you host the show for me? And she's like, are you sure? And I go, uh-huh. I don't feel like talking. And even the DJ was like, after my one number, he was like, do you want to say anything on the microphone? I looked right at him. I said, mm-mm.
Yes.
And I literally went downstairs and laid on the, because we have a little lounge area in the dressing room. Went downstairs and laid on the couch. So I had a normal, productive Floyd Deja weekend. However, I totally copped out on most of it. And I was just like doing the bare minimum. But I'm here, people.
549, the morning reboot on Q105, 419-240-1055. Hmm. I always forget. And I have to, like, untwist my brain because I start seeing all the, like, Happy Pride Month stuff on Saturday because it's Pride Month nationally. But we're so different here. Our Pride Month is really in August.
In August because, and I have to explain that because people were asking me this weekend, why is our Pride so late? Every weekend, all the cities in Ohio have picked a major... All the major cities in Ohio have a weekend. So, like, this weekend was Cleveland Pride. Don't quote me in the order, friends. This weekend was Cleveland Pride. I do know that for sure. Next week is Cincinnati. And the week after that is Dayton. And the last weekend in all in June is Columbus. So, instead of us, like, competing, we're just like, let's just do it in August. Who else has Prides in August? Orlando and Atlanta. So, whatever.
I like that it for two things. One, it allows us to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of creates, like, nice bookends for a summer of pride.
I was going to say, and it also, it's a good closing to summer in Toledo. You know what I mean? So, I know people are, sorry, I sound like Ben Stein right now. Like, I know people are just like, why can't we have one in June? Like, you don't need a month to celebrate Pride. You know what I mean? You just be yourself. Pride is what you make it year round. And for one of the bartenders at Georgia's put it perfectly. I'm going to paraphrase her, Barb. Like, for those who can't come out and celebrate themselves, just know Pride is still for you. You know what I mean? Just because you can't celebrate who you are. So, yeah. There's my little Pride-a-pedia 101.
Even when June of 2020 rolls around and I see people going Happy Pride Month, I will still have to untwist my brain and go, wait.
This is how sick I was. Because everyone put their pride, like, oh, Pride, oh, Happy Pride. I was that person in bed. I was like, bah, humbug, Pride. Ugh. Like, I was that person.
When you don't feel well.
Everyone was tagging me a post and they were, like, living their best lives and a Happy Pride. And, like, trust me. I love being gay. I'm so happy it's Pride Month. However, when I'm sick and I'm just, like, literally laying in bed with air conditioner on my body, fan on, like, flop sweating everywhere, I'm just like, whatever.
Changes your mood.
It truly did. I was like, whatever.
My mood has been really lousy lately, and I think it's because with the school year having wound down, I haven't had a lot of Suicide Coalition prevention group presentations to give. And when I do those, it really boosts my mood because it gives me the purpose that I really enjoy tapping into. Not that this isn't, but for the most part, this is you and I sitting here and, you know, there's no... we have our phone calls and stuff, but when I'm there talking to people and engaging with them, there is something deeper there with it. And I haven't had a lot of those, so I need to get that back somehow. I need to replace that. So because my mood has been waning, I've been doing a whole lot. And, you know, my dad always said to me, an empty mind is the devil's playground. Oh, one of Barry's great quotes. So I have to apologize to Justin and Lucas. I didn't come to their porch party on Saturday, and it didn't help that the heavens opened up. It was a good Saturday early afternoon for Pride stuff, for visiting the Old West End, for visiting the houses on the house tour and for the parade. But these storms moved in and clobbered the afternoon and early evening. And when they did, I was like, I'm really not. So Alex, my friend, wildlife photographer, I think he was going to kidnap me.
Say, hey, you gonna do something this weekend.
Pretty much. And I commend him for that. And that shows true friendship. But I think he really was down at airport in Bernath or somewhere in my neighborhood trying to find me, trying to figure out what my address was so that he could kidnap me and take me. But I wasn't in the mood. And then after the storms opened up, I was like, nope, definitely not doing it.
Were there splotchy floods here? Because I like I said, I was in Rising Sun, Ohio for Stefan's brother's wedding. We had a little bit of hail, but then I was like going through my news feed between the wedding and the reception.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got hail. Like, you know when people are like, oh, it's hailing, and you get like little rabbit poop pellets. Like, these people have like nickel size. I was like, oh.
With the stormy spring that we've had,
weird. I was like, man. And I'm one of those people, I know. Every time there's like bad weather, you shouldn't pray for it. But I'm like, I always miss it. Like, I want to be the person who posts like nickel size hail. Like, look at what hit my car.
I've seen some hail with the stormy spring that we've had. I didn't see any over the weekend or flooding. I'm sure areas got them.
Yeah.
My friend Juliana was telling me about one of the houses on the Old West End tour. Have you done the house tour before?
I've not done the house tour officially because I know they do some sporadically through the summer, mm-hmm. but never like experienced like quote unquote the Old West End festival tour.
Right. There's one home that's 8,000 square feet.
Mm-mm. You know, that sounds like a very expensive heating bill.
That's one thing I thought of, and I thought of how haunted that place must be.
Mm.
8,000 square feet. That's like, if you're fortunate enough to have a nice size home, that's like four nice sized homes.
Right. I mean, that's crazy.
It sounds very haunted. And then Juliana was telling
me, staging it everywhere. All the stage.
She was telling me that. It's so old that the windows, it's like lead glass, and they have to order, if the windows ever break for like hail or something, they have to be specially ordered from another country. But 8,000 square feet. What could you possibly do with all of that?
I love that we say, what could we possibly do with that? But like, you think about houses in like New York, LA, even Miami or whatever. But you do think to yourself, like, because I live in my apartment's about the size of this studio. I'm not even exaggerating, give or take, and you just go off to the bathroom and kitchen. But I'm just like, what would I do? Like, you just asked, what would you do with all that space? I'd probably just pick a quarter of the house, put a space heater, and be like, spirits, entities, the rest of the building is yours.
Play a never-ending game of hide-and-seek?
Not with ghosts.
Well, you're not with them.
I'm cool.
Well, I know some of the houses in the Old West End the houses that are that big are turned into like multiple homes, like mm-hmm. multiple apartments. Apparently this one that's 8,000 square feet is not. Mm. And I think you're right when it comes to those rich ones that you see in like L.A. or what are they called? The B word. In
Beverly Hills?
No, in New York. Stones.
Brimstone? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
The word escapes me. But when you're that rich, you find things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have anybody here like that. They just happen to have a very expensive old home. And I guess even if you're a family, a big family can find a way to live in that. But 8,000 square feet. And you're right. I'm thinking, go with the heating bill.
A heating bill.
Right.
Okay. Or like, you're like, Josh, dinner time. And like, you just hear his feet in the distance as they get louder. I'm like, is that Josh or a ghost? I don't know what's happening.
Some quick updates on the weekend. Walleye staved off elimination Saturday night. They lost on Friday night.
They did.
They went down 3-1 in the series, and things looked bad. But they won on Saturday night.
I tweeted a because I was at my Stefan's brother's wedding. They're huge walleye fans. So their reception, they had the walleye television one. I took a picture of them in their Our Fish, Our Fight shirt. They're practically the walleye first couple. I kept hashtagging that. People kept retweeting. So
probably never
shout
guessed.
Shout out to Tom and Nikki for getting married.
Probably never guessed that on their wedding day, the walleye would still be playing.
No, they had faith. They truly did. Like, at the reception, they had the walleye bell.
No, I mean when they set the date, like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no way.
She actually said that. She was like, oh, what are the chances my wedding falls on they're actually in the finals? Because they don't ever think, we love our Toledo teams, and they are really good, but we don't ever expect them to, like, achieve awesome championship level. So when it does happen, we're kind of just like, I'm invested in this walleye franchise this time. I don't even know what's happening.
So they're likely back in Newfoundland now, and they early starts for hopefully the next two nights. They're still down 3-2 in the series. Game six is tomorrow night. It'll be on BCSN. There's a watch party at the ballpark again because the Mudhens are away.
I kind of want to go to it. I need to feel better. I kind of want to be a Toledo one.
And I kind of want to go to it too, especially since it's earlier. So 5:30 tomorrow. It's free. There'll be food and drink there for you to buy. Mm-hmm. So 5:30 tomorrow night at the ballpark, and then hopefully, if needed, Wednesday night as well for Game 7, which would be awesome.
I'll say even win or lose, like a Game 7, just show the perseverance of both teams. Let alone, but just focusing on ours, but like they're very similar. Like I feel like. I don't know, like, how to say it sports-wise, like, stat-wise. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're probably on the level playing field. Like, which team is actually playing better, I don't know. Because I was watching the game at the reception. I was like, both teams are, like, in it to win it. Like, they kept going back and forth, and I was just like, sports!
Mm-hmm.
And then I checked to see if Serena Williams won. So.
And she lost.
She did.
So did the girl that she played a couple of years ago in the Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the girl who's, I think she's Asian and black.
Yes.
Yeah, she lost.
Girl Tiger Woods, I called her.
And Girl Tiger Woods?
I called her Girl Tiger Woods. Not to be shady, but I was like, Girl Tiger Woods.
5:59 with the morning reboot. Good morning. It's good to have you with us. Stay back. Floyd's sick. 419-240-1055. That's our number. That's our Mike's Pizza in line. Mike's Pizza and More. Text line. We'll get you qualified to fly away to Vegas later on this morning. I have new music. We played some of it on Friday for Ashley.
I tried
Ashley.
To tune in for some of it, but okay. I was like,
So I didn't even think you'd be up that early. But I'll play some of that when we return here on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105.
6:13. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Get qualified to fly away to Vegas a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. With us on Q105, Janet Amid will be here then. We'll get you free astrological readings. You have to feel better because your movie is out this week.
I know. I've been waiting 20 years.
Not that long, have you?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Really?
Yes, ever since the debacle of X3, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can you post a picture of your ex-person shirt?
Yeah.
Your ex-woman shirt?
My ex-lady shirt.
419-240-1055 is our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We played a couple of these on Friday. That's the new music day.
I'm excited because I felt very antisocial, and I know some people are like, oh, new music. I was like,
I
hate music. Like when you're sick, you just hate everything you love. Yeah, it's like legit, I was like, I don't care.
It makes you feel like crap inside out in your nostrils and your brain everywhere.
Legit. They were like, new music. I'm like, I hate music. I can't hear.
I don't have it right now, but I love the Ed Sheeran and Chance the Rapper song. I listened to that.
Is it good?
It's really good. Oh, that, okay. That's been out. That was the second release from his collaborations. Mm. Let me give you this one. Who you hate. You hate her. You hate her.
Ah, you warned me last week. Okay.
You hate her breathiness, but this isn't breathy.
Sounds like a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
She has new music too.
Okay.
Mark Ronson and Camila Cabello. That's fine. You not so breathy.
Okay.
Your girl Bletta and the Chainsmokers. Why are you laughing?
She says that voice. I love her voice. Okay, you're getting two for two. Okay. Good summer jams. You didn't like that one?
No.
The one coming up?
No, just nothing about, to me, nothing much about Chainsmokers.
They sound alike.
And all pop music sounds alike.
No, but the Chainsmokers definitely have a sound. Like, if you were like, who do you think she worked with on this? And I heard that.
Chainsmokers.
Like, that's a Chainsmoker. Or
yeah. At least the 5 seconds of summer song, it's a male vocal. But something really has to stand out with the vocals for them to for the song itself to be very distinctive. You'll know this right away. And
you started out hating, now you love my drip. I started from the bottom and now I'm rich.
This video is everything. It even hurt me to shit. I love her so much because you know why? She don't care.
You remember a week ago?
She has a cult following and I'm part of it.
Remember a week ago I asked why now was she taking up? Why did those photos leak from the GQ shoot?
Uh-huh.
I was like, something's up. And there we are.
There we are. Have you seen the video?
I haven't.
It's very pretty.
Two more to go. one that actually looks like it might be something.
Can we get that rotation? This is new Katy Perry. I've not heard it. This is the one someone sent me because they know I love her.
It's good, but I'm done betting on her. Because every time I'm like, this will be the one that brings her back, it never happens.
I like it. It's like that 80s synth pop sound to it. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, KP. KP.
One more. Do you remember do you remember what you said with the new Miley music and what she was going to?
Yeah, she's like back in the day stuff. Well, not back in the day.
The Bangers album.
Bangers, yeah, her.
So if you listen to me, if you listen to the lyrics, you get that, but not the musicality.
Okay.
So here we go.
Is this Catitude?
No.
No?
I listen to all.
Okay.
Because it's... called Mother's Daughter.
I'm not mad about that.
The sex is buried in the lyrics, and the lyrics are buried in this great production.
Miley, stay on this course. So I'll be the first one to tell you. Yeah. Stay on this course. Because I'm going to say something, Toledo, and I may get pooped for it. Bangers was not a good album.
You know what
hot wig out of the bayou.
I'm trying to figure out the production. You know what it reminds me of? How we listen to a lot of like female pop songs there. And the Miley stood out the most. It
did.
And I want to know who produced it because it to me it screams, for lack of a better comparison, it screams Madonna production.
Ooh, I see. I can feel that. Like, I feel that.
We question Madonna's lyrics and how she's performing, but to me the music is always quite good.
Yeah, and also it's funny because, like, as you played all the pop, the songs you played, you're like, this is Mark Ronson, this is the Chainsmokers, this is so-and-so, and I'm just like, ugh. But, like, you get to the Miley song and we don't know who the producer is, you're kind of just like, this song sounds polished and from a seasoned performer. You know what I mean?
I'll have to look it up.
Like, you know, KP is, out of the group you played, is the veteran. But then you play the Miley song, you're like, well, I'd rather see that live than the other songs.
Right.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, good. Still, maybe this could win me over with Miss Cabello? Probably not.
Maybe.
We'll see. Ask me tomorrow when I feel a little bit better.
But you're way too far on Team Iggy anyway.
Start out from the bottom, but now I'm rich.
6:20 with the morning reboot. I got if you're just tuning in, we'll give you something with the walleye and where you can watch the game tomorrow. It's free. And also, some mercy workers are headed back to work. We'll give you that news next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
All right, Floyd's got his papers ready to go. Unionized technical workers and support staff voted yesterday to end the strike against Mercy Health St. Vincent Medical Center, meaning many of the 930 employees will end their four-week walkout. But this is not for the nurses. Their negotiations continue. Under the agreement, workers will get a 4% pay increase by this fall and have their on-call hours reduced by 15% in a year and a half. The new contract also more clearly illustrates members' health care costs, gives back a portion of their paid time off used during the strike, and provides financial assistance for uniform costs. So the strike is partly over, but not for the nurses.
Okay, so weren't the nurses on strike? Like
these were like technical workers.
Okay, so like the radiologist type people.
I believe so.
Okay, so
yeah, technical workers and support staff.
Step in the right direction, but we still need nurses, y'all.
I'm gonna skip that story so we can get to the dog dying at the ballpark. The Balloon Fest, the Glass City Balloon Race, will be back in Rossford. The Balloon Festival, which in years past has included helicopter rides, live music, a bike show, and of course, balloon flights, Floyd.
I saw that this morning, and I was like, not my thing.
It's a free weekend-long community event. For the past couple of summers, its popularity grew. The festival has shifted its location from Maumee to Perrysburg and then to Rossford. Last year's weekend of festivities drew more than 30,000 people, six times as many as the first one, and it will be moved to, it stays in Rossford, but moved to the weekend of September 27th and 28th. This year's balloon festival schedule will be published in the next few weeks. Can we get you up in one with Stefan?
You know it's on my bucket list to do, but
so no.
You gotta face your fear at some point, right? Like, you just have to.
You don't have to.
I'd say not now. Look at me like the anxiety going in my body thinking about it.
I'd say face a fear that you might encounter one day in your life.
Like, right. This is a fear like you have to go out your way to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, hey, get in this hot air balloon or it's over. Like, it's kind of like, hey, you got to pay this money. Like when people skydive, like, I'm facing a fear. Like, you're paying like $2,000 to face a fear. And if that parachute don't open, because that's where the fear comes from. Just free falling out of
right.
to your death.
And the rush of adrenaline you get.
So. Is that really?
I think so.
I get adrenaline rushes all the time, and I don't really care for them.
I like them. I wouldn't jump out of a plane for
and
them.
And actually, I know the last year, the Balloon Fest was on the same weekend of Love Fest, because like we lost a bunch of like food trucks to it, and we're like, what? I didn't know it was a big thing, but it's huge.
And I'm telling you, not this weekend. There were three festivals: Old West End, Maple in Maine, and
Latino Fest.
Mm-hmm. Not all of these festivals are going to make it because this is a good problem to have. There's too much to do. Mm-hmm. Some of these festivals might go by the wayside because if they move to an earlier or later time, people might not be in the festival state of mind. So we'll see.
Yeah.
The Science Society, which is an organization that was started to give financial help to projects that they think will help kids in the area learn science and math and get excited about it, according to one of their members, is making a $1 million pledge toward the Imagination Station's $10 million upgrade and new large format theater. Their president, Bob Savage, said in Sunday's announcement, made before the group's social networking meeting at the Imagination Station, comes more than a year's worth of quiet petitioning. We asked donors to quietly give us $1 million to start a high-tech movie theater that would allow the young people in the area to fall in love with science and math. According to the initial plans, it'll be a 300-seat theater with a 58-foot wide screen and a 4K digital laser projection system with the worthlessness of 3D. maybe it'll be good for some things, but it hasn't really taken off when it comes to movies that we go to see at theaters. There will be special events that may include guest lectures coupled with films, video gaming tournaments, movie marathons, and seasonal family movie nights. It'll also show live feeds from space centers, other science facilities, or museums. I think this is going to be one of my favorite...
You should have led with that sentence.
What's that?
You should have led with that sentence.
Oh, sorry. I think this is going to be...
Oh, now I'm in.
I think this is going to be one of my favorite things in the area for all that it's going to offer, all that I had expected, not just programming from the Imagination Station.
And one of my favorite places is the Henry Ford Museum.
Yep.
And they have a, when you were describing this theater, they have a very similar theater.
They have an IMAX.
Yeah, and I hope this is similar to that because I do enjoy going up there, but if I can just travel 10 minutes over an hour and 15, I'm there.
Yep.
And especially seeing live stuff from like space, like 36-year-old Floyd is going to resort to like 7-year-old Floyd, just like, oh, this is awesome.
It'll be a great thing for the area when it opens up. The much anticipated foodie event Lunch at Levis returns this Thursday in downtown Toledo at Levis Square, starting June 6th, 11:30 to 1:30. All your favorite food trucks and live music, entertainment, games, and other activities for the next couple of months. The first musical guest is Kyle White, beginning this Thursday. Also, Walleye, Game 6, tomorrow night, 5:30. The ballpark will be open, free of charge. You'll be able to buy drinks and food there if you'd like. They're expecting at least 1,000 people. Game 6 tomorrow night, 5:30. And hopefully, if needed, Game 7, 5:30 on Wednesday night. And
amazing.
One last thing, and I hesitated to go read the comments about it, but I wanted to get a better idea of what had happened, and I asked a couple of friends of mine for their thoughts, and they weren't quite sure. But a dog died Friday night at the ballpark. So it was Hens and Hounds night, and there were also, as there have been as long as I remember, fireworks every Friday night, every home game on the weekend. And people know this, and I didn't see anywhere what happened to the dog. I'm assuming the dog was scared by the fireworks and might have had some kind of heart issue and died.
Yeah.
The Mud Hens announced, had a very kind of vanilla statement, not taking responsibility, nor should they have if the dog... A lot of people on the Facebook page of 13ABC, where the story was posted, were blaming the dog owners. Now, look, it's a terrible thing for a dog to have died. And I don't want to opine too much without knowing what the hell happened. But, look, I live down the street, and I always knew that there were fireworks. And they have had hens and hounds nights on fireworks nights before. And I think people knew that, hey, if your dog hates fireworks, and most do, get them the hell out of there.
And there's also a lot of stuff into play. Who's to say that dog wasn't already sick? Like, you know, there's a whole lot of what ifs in here. So, like, you can't really blame one or the other. And it may, and I'm going to be devil's advocate, I may have just been coincidence that the dog decided to pass right there. But I know when we think of, like, dogs passing, they're either at a vet or the comfortability of their home. But it's just like humans. I could be walking to the grocery store and just flop over. That's a horrible way to think of it, but you can't put the blame on someone. But I'll take into consideration all the factors. But that's the thing. Like, we're so quick to put blame to ease ourselves. Like, this family lost a dog, so, like, they're probably...
I think what you're trying to say
is... A wreck, too.
We place blame on others because we often fail to take responsibility for ourselves and our actions.
Yeah, thank you. My daycare was not kicked in yet.
Look, my dogs were fine with fireworks right down the street, but if we go outside, they lose their minds a little bit. Dogs, fireworks, dogs, storms, don't
even
really...
Obviously, it's thunder, too, is the same way.
So...
I just...
It's a terrible thing, but it seemingly could have been avoided, and I'd like to know more about it. 6:42 with the morning reboot on Q105. Is Kim Kardashian, as she aims to become a lawyer, letting guilty people out of jail? Maybe. We'll get to that before 7. 6:54. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. A little bit after 8 o'clock today, we'll have our friend Janet Amid here to get you a free astrological reading, and we will get you qualified as the first person of the week to qualify to fly to Vegas. When's the last time you used the word adulting?
Me?
Yeah, you.
This weekend.
How come?
Because I wanted... Did you see me just talking in the air and no microphone? It was actually Friday when I was going to call off for my show. I was like, oh, but adulting. Okay. So when I believe I texted my boyfriend that. I was like, oh, adulting is stupid.
Working, right? Being a professional.
You got to be responsible. You got to. Yeah.
What did somebody tell me one time? Being a professional is working when you don't want to, but you have to. So I want to do an adulting list because one thing keeps coming up in conversations, and I think it's the most adulting thing there can be, and we'll do it after 7.
And I heard the promo all week, and I go, ooh, because I wasn't here Friday. I was like, ooh, what are we talking about?
And we kept getting at it a couple of times over the last few weeks. So that's after 7. Right now, Kim Kardashian is letting guilty people out of jail. Well, you know, she wants to be a... We know that she's trying to be a lawyer, and she has been deemed... Where's the quote? The princess of prison reform. She's already spoken to the president. She's an aspiring lawyer on a well-documented mission to help free convicted murderer Kevin Cooper, who's been in prison for the murders of 4 people since... 1983. He's long maintained his innocence, but Marianne Hughes, the mother of one of the victims, says Kevin is 100% guilty and Kim has been falsely informed. It makes me sick to my stomach and I pity her, she told TMZ, for what she's doing to us. There's nothing to justify what she's doing, the immense pain she is causing us. She added, Kim obviously has not read all the actual evidence. If she actually sat down and read the transcripts of all the trials and appeals, she'd be sick to her stomach. Marianne's 11-year-old son, Christopher, was sleeping over at a neighbor's home in Chino Hills, California, when he was murdered in 1983. Kim has quickly become one of the most popular women in prison, and according to TMZ, is becoming the princess of prison reform. But Marianne says she's being led astray, claiming there's a pile of evidence against Cooper. She points to a document filed by the district attorney in response to Kevin's last attempt at clemency. He's 100% guilty, and the evidence shows it. If you want the truth, read the 94-page document on the website of the San Bernardino County DA. So I guess this is a question we forgot to ask amid her aspiring to create prison reform. Is who she trying to help out actually innocent?
I don't know. I scratch my forehead and go cross-eyed at this at the same time. So I see where she's coming from and trying to help people who say they're innocent. However, you got to think about these families who had closure, but now wounds are being opened up again.
Yeah.
And you're just like, damn. Like, that's all you could say. You're just like I legit started scratching my head and going cross-eyed. I don't know nothing about this case, but I'm just one of those people. Say a child of mine was murdered and, quote unquote, the convicted murderers behind bars. We put this behind me. I went on with my life. 83, that's 36 years ago. I know, I turned 36 on Tuesday. You know what I mean? That's a whole lifetime. I wouldn't say you forgot, but you've moved on. You've coped. Mm-hmm. You've done all the grieving. You've done everything. I'm sure there's still stuff that reminds you of your child, but let alone not stuff that reminds you of your child, but actually an actual quote-unquote murderer, and you try to get out, and then you're just like, whoa. You're opening, salt wound, ouch. Like, you're literally opening up. You're opening up the casket. You know what I mean? Like, it's why?
Her cause is a noble one. It's a valiant one. There are thousands of people who are potentially innocent in jail for life, and she's trying to correct that.
I'm trying to figure out why this case, though. Like, that's what I want to know.
Maybe there's just enough evidence that says, hold on, Kim, move on to somebody else.
Yeah.
We'll move on ourselves. The latest iteration of the Godzilla franchise stomped all over the box office, kind of. Over the weekend, it's the top spot from Aladdin, which held 1 week at number one, and it was much louder at the box office than Elton John, which finished, I believe, in third place. Godzilla, King of Monsters, the sequel to 2014's Godzilla, sold $49 million in tickets, which was about $10 to $15 million less than the industry expectations and half of the $93 million debut the previous Godzilla had. Disney's live-action Aladdin made $42 million, and a rush of new people headed out to see the Elton John biopic Rocketman. And the Octavia Spencer-led horror film Ma also hit the top five. Are you familiar with that? It's a very...
Yeah, you gotta say it, though, like a child.
Ma!
So
it's about a middle-aged black woman who lets underage kids party in her home,
and then
she does things to them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of twisted and creepy.
Well, the Snapchat filter is no better. So there's a ma Snapchat. That's how I say my mom. Say ma.
What does the Snapchat filter look like?
I'm not giving anything away, but like if you do it, it looks like you're FaceTiming Octavia Spencer's character.
Okay.
And then like it's like open your mouth and you say something and then just start stitching your mouth shut. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. Go away. I'd rather just be a puppy.
Not only happy Pride Month, but happy Dark Phoenix Week.
That's
this week's new release, and we'll see. Since Aladdin finished in second place with $42 million, that bodes well. Like it will last a long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Did you see my new action figure? Someone got me for my birthday.
I did not.
They got me like a huge Dark Phoenix figurine. Really? They found it at like Jamie. If you're listening, don't quote me if I'm wrong. They found it at a random site in Ann Arbor, and they're like, this is for you. I go, thank you.
Is it on your Instagram?
Did I post? No, I think I just posted a picture. I mean, I think I just took a picture. I didn't post it anywhere.
I do want to see it. Get it up there. I have Christina Milian's story, and it's just that. Remember, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, do you know how old she is?
Such a slow news.
I know.
Such a slow entertainment. I know. You're like, I have Christina Milian news. I'm like, is that 2001? Yeah. What's happening?
She may be married or she may be engaged, but still, it's shocking to me that she is 36 or 37.
No, she's way older than me.
No.
She's about, we went down this rabbit hole. She's like 38.
Way older than you?
Well, 38, 39. She's closer to you than me.
All right, well, then that's the news. And she may be engaged. Slow weekend. 7:01, everybody was out festivaling. 7:01 with the morning reboot. How you use the word adulting, what you're actually doing, does it top this? We'll get to it in less than 15 minutes. Alex, can I have what is the greatest Shawn Mendes song ever for 1,000, please? Stitches.
That's the only one I know.
No, you know them all. 7:14, Q105, the morning reboot. So Paul from Denny's show, our traffic guy, comes in here asking me if I have the video of the dog dying at the ballpark on Friday night. I do not. He said something about Toledo tweets having a video. And I looked at the Toledo tweets, and we'll get to the adulting thing here if we have time. And your thoughts, 419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Toledo tweets put out a tweet the other night that like lots of people, like a couple dozen people, had messaged him a video of like 100 dogs freaking out during the fireworks. And then, so that's...
Which could be virally funny, you know what I mean, just thinking about it, but then the aftermath, you're like, that's really not that funny.
So the short version is a dog died at the ballpark the other night during or as the fireworks were happening, and it was hens and hounds, as they have three or four times a year, and as I can always remember, is on a Friday, and during the summertime, there's always fireworks.
Yeah.
During the weekend games. So this is the statement from the club, from the Mudhens. Any word seems inadequate in expressing our sympathy at the loss of a doggy family member following our Paws and Pint event last night. The entire organization is heartbroken that a lovely evening ended so badly. We're in agreement with the community that in the future, no dog-friendly events will be held in conjunction with fireworks. With our mission to provide family-friendly events to our community, we work hard to do our best, but this time we fell short. As a symbol of our sympathy, we will be making a memorial contribution to an animal charity of the family's choice. Who is the family? Well, it's on the Facebook post. A picture of it, a screen cap of it, is on Toledo Tweets' Twitter page. And it's Alyssa and Brett Banks. Mm-hmm. I'll get to the meat of this so I'm not just reading you stuff and stuff and stuff. The dog was only about a year and a half old. Her name was Stella, a small white dog. Last night, we took Stella to the Mud Hens game. She was having a wonderful time, as shown in the first photo, acting nothing but herself. Later on, a firework went off. She jumped and squealed, startled, and immediately fell over unresponsive. We took her to the ER, but she was already gone. So, and they're not placing any kind of blame or anything like that. Now, that says a firework went off. I don't know if that was someone setting off a firework. Right. Like, on the street, or kind of
sounds
or
like
what?
Someone set one via what you just read. Someone set one off before the huge,
not the
actual one. Yeah,
fireworks event. So I'd not like to offer any further opinion other than to the Toledo Tweets thing with 100 dogs losing their blanks because it was a fireworks night.
Yeah,
leave with your like dogs, storms, and fireworks don't go well together, and. You know there's plenty of time, even if you have to leave a little bit early. There's plenty of time to leave between the end of the ball game and the fireworks.
That's what I was gonna say. Like you know the fireworks are gonna go off same time every time. And end of the game.
Yeah.
Leave. I'm about to sound sporty. Leave at the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah.
Or the top of the ninth.
419-240-1055. But wait a second. There's so many things to do, and there's so many bars that are welcoming of our pets. I want to stay downtown. Well, sometimes you have to make a small sacrifice. You know, you have the opportunity to take your dog to the ballpark, to socialize with other animals, to hang out with Laura and her people from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. They've had some doggy pools there before. Mm-hmm. It was finally a nice night, unlike the last couple of summers where every time hens and hounds happened, it was 93. Okay, I get you might want to stay, but realize something very loud is going to happen.
I'll say abuse that time. Take them on a walk around downtown away from it. Like, you're going to hear them no matter what, but like the further you get away, it's not going to be as loud as shocking to them. And they last, what, 15 minutes?
About that.
Explore Toledo with your dog for a little bit. They're still going to be like skittish, but like it won't be as loud.
Go sit in the car.
Or that too. Or, you know what I mean? Just take them for a walk, get their mind off stuff, and then bring them back down the way. Because, A, you want to avoid that traffic anyway. But like when the fireworks are going off, I've been around animals when loud noises happen. They don't know how to cope. You know what I mean? Like they look for you for comfort. So like if you take them out of a situation, it'll be so much better.
There was one time, so I lived downtown for 6 years, and the dogs heard dozens of fireworks displays, mm-hmm. often three times every weekend when the Mud Hens were home. Uh-huh. And people always ask me, you know, living downtown with dogs, are they okay with the fireworks? I'm like, they're fine. The dogs are fine during storms and fireworks. Now, there was one time, I think I only had Diddy at the time, and he asked to go out. Mm-hmm. He was nipping to go out, but the fireworks were happening.
Right.
So I'm like, he's okay with it. Let me take him outside. And he was in between each firework going off, but then when one would pop back off,
okay.
He was not pleased.
That's effect.
So we went back inside. And it seems like the Mud Hens are not going to do hens and hounds and fireworks on the same night.
They're doing the right thing for the situation.
This feels like a total 2019 thing. Like, something upsetting happened, and someone losing their dog is a very upsetting situation. But we don't, and we talked about like placing blame earlier. There are times, and we, it's unfortunate that too many people want to place blame on someone else instead of themselves. Not that it could be anybody's right. fault in this case, because there are times when things are just simply accidents, unavoidable accidents,
yeah,
and we still do our best to try to place blame. And instead of going, it's just a horrific accident.
And you go into damage control real quick, and then you're going to get people. I'm kind of one of those people where I'm just like, it's just an accident, friends. So insensitive, but I'm not like it was just one dog, and via the statement, now that we have like clarity from the statement of the owner, sounds like it was like just one firework went off.
Now I thought about that while we were having this discussion. If it was just, it probably was the fireworks after the game, because the Mud Hens have basically taken responsibility and saying, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this at the same time anymore. And look, will the world skid off of its axis? Will we stop supporting the Mud Hens? Will it not be a good time anymore if there's no fireworks and dog events? Absolutely not.
Right.
Does it need to be done? I don't think so. It kind of feels like we had with that discussion last week when that little girl got clobbered with a foul ball, and now we will likely have netting at every major league and minor league ballpark going all the way down the foul lines, because one terrible instance happened, and there have been others, but very few considering all the people that have gone to baseball games over the years. Do we need it? Not really. I mean, but should we have it? Probably.
Well, it's also the times where people were just like, those reform people, like, oh, we need baseball net reform, a child got hit, you know, they literally just sit there and wait for something to happen. They're just like, haha, I knew it. And they're like, they just come up with it right there. Like there's, I'm sure there's someone who's like, well, you know, you can sue this Major League Baseball team for this much amount of money, but I can help you guide you along the way. You know what I mean? Like, people just wait for stuff like this to happen. And that's the new day and age we live in, where people are just waiting for bad things to happen at great events, and they're just like, well, you know what, we should change this whole dynamic around.
It's called slacktivism.
I don't even know what that word is, but yeah, I'll take it.
So I didn't want to like put these people's business out there too much, but Toledo Tweets has quite a lot of followers, and he's got the screen cap, I'll retweet it now, of Alyssa and Brian and the loss of their dog. So I'll ask this, if anybody knows them and they'd like to call the show and talk about this. I'm not going to bug them because they're going through something right now. If they'd like to call and talk about this, I'd love to hear the entirety of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we can then make an opinion.
Sense of it.
And again, right. And again, sometimes accidents just happen.
Right, then, like, do we, all right, from people on the outside looking in, that's people who weren't dealing with this, who aren't the Mud Hens, do we really need closure or them to make a statement for us?
Who?
The just the general public. Like, let their dog died. That's all we need to know. I personally don't need to know if it was at the finale or the beginning. It's your dog passed away at the fireworks, at the Mud Hens. That's enough clarity for me. I'm going to let you live your life. I don't need them to explain themselves.
I guess not any kind of explanation. I would just like to know the full details of the story so that I don't have an ignorant opinion.
Okay. That's fair.
Because, again, could have just been a terrible accident.
Right.
It sounds like the dog like heard a firework and keeled over and died.
Yeah.
But, again, I do not encourage you or do not support anyone having their dogs around while the fireworks are going off. And if you think, well, I just want to stay downtown and hang out because the Dirty Bird lets me have my dog on the patio, great.
And also, don't be that anus face who tries to hypothesize this with experimenting with fireworks around your dog.
Please don't.
Because you know there's those dumb people who are just like, well, why did this dog die by one firework? Come here, Toby. And they set off a firecracker like, well, my dog is fine. You're still giving that dog some anxiety and freaking him out.
Mm-hmm.
Or her, I apologize. But yeah, don't take an experiment into your own hands, because I know there are people out there who are just like, there's no way this dog died by one firework. My dog's still kicking after I like set off 18 around him.
People
are stupid.
419. Yes, they are. 419-240-1055 is our Mike's Pizza and More text line. The adulting thing, the greatest thing to adult ever, is on the way, but we want your calls and comments as well. 737 on Q105 with the morning reboot. It's Eric and a very ill Floyd. Happy Dark Phoenix Week. Happy Pride Month. Happy Janet will be here a little bit after 8 o'clock to give you a free astrological reading day. 419-240-1055 is our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We are the Morning Reboot, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We talked about this. We've mentioned this a couple of times over the last few weeks, maybe now like the last month, because it connects well to why the Mercy nurses, some of the technicians and support workers have decided to go back to work. They reached that agreement yesterday, but the nurses have not. The nurses are still out. And one of the key holdups in these negotiations was their health insurance. And I think many people have now found out, if they didn't know before, that just because you're in the medical field doesn't mean you have great benefits.
That is true.
Maybe some of those nurses or you yourself have a exorbitantly high deductible. Even if you have good health insurance and good coverage and you go to whatever doctor and there's no co-pays or the premiums are low, okay, we'll meet your $3,000 family deductible first. And I was having a chat with a friend last week, and she is very frustrated at her main job. But it has good health coverage, and she's having a hard time finding another job that has similarly good health coverage.
Ooh, girl, we've been there. I've been there.
So I don't think that there is a more adulting moment than making sure your health coverage is taken care of. I think that tops the mountain of things you refer to as adulting. Mm-hmm. I know we joke about it, like on a Friday, like can't be out real late tomorrow. Got like parent stuff to do. It, you know,
hashtag
right. Kids got a soccer game Saturday morning. Adulting, so it's not going to be a long night. Or finding a way to manage the fitted sheet, or laundry, or food shopping, or using coupons, or any of the other ways that you use adulting. And or even just being a parent, I think it's instinctual in our DNA.
Yeah,
like you can figure it out for the most part and be a good parent. But like the health coverage thing, like it drives decision making in our lives. Like my friend is staying in a job she doesn't like because she gets good coverage. There are people now at Mercy. There are nurses striking to get better coverage.
And. You touched on this, but in those situations, it's a family too. You have kids. You know what I mean?
Like, need the coverage.
You need the coverage. Like, kids are not cheap, and they are prone to sickness, and heaven forbid you have a kid with special needs. You know what I mean? That's a whole different dynamic. So, and I know what I use it all the time. Like, I'll put something, paying my car note, hashtag adulting. Like, no, that's not hashtag adulting. That's hashtag real life. Get over it. You know what I mean? That's not adulting. But, like, we're so quick to use that hashtag. But then you have, like, John and Terry with a set of twins. And then they have their oldest child has autism. And, like, maybe one of their twins have a birth defect. Or, like, there's this whole dynamic of, I'm sitting here tired saying adulting, but like there's actual adults out there who are actually adulting. They're adulting on top of adulting, and they're just like, really? You don't even know my struggle.
John has to stay at his 60-hour a week job, 50 hours of which he loathes, so that he can get the proper care for his kids.
And keep in mind, if it's an insurance, and I'm not sure how it works, but some lingo, if he's working 60 hours a week, Karen can't work more than 20 just to get some benefits. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know how it works, but just adulting.
I remember when I was 22 years old, and it was my first full-time job. Mm-hmm. I was living and working in Orlando, and I decided to look at the other part of my paycheck besides the part which said the money and the signature. I looked at the part with the deductions. And I said to my dad, I'm like, Dad, they're taking money out of my paycheck for health insurance. He's like, yeah, it doesn't work. They don't just give it to you anymore. You have to pay for it. And I said, well, that I don't know. My check's small enough as it is. Right. I don't want them taking money out. He's like, no, you have to have health insurance. I said, but I never get sick. I never go to the doctor. Right. He's like, if you stop getting health insurance, you're going to have a serious problem. I said, with who? He's like, with me. And at that point in time, I realized that it was the first adulting thing.
Yeah.
And having this discussion with my friend last week and seeing what the Mercy workers are still working to get to get better, better benefits. I'm like, I don't know, because we usually use adulting in a joking manner.
We truly do, in a serious.
Find me something that's more adulting than making sure that there's health coverage for the family.
Yeah, like, after you brought this stuff, I go, well, I use adulting for the most dumb things. Like, I had a pair of tennis shoes downstairs, and I was like, oh, I gotta put my shoes on.
Your house smelled.
Adulting is stupid. But I'm just like, no, Floyd, get your big butt up and go get your shoes. Or like the one day I forgot to take my trash out when I was out of town for a weekend. I go, my house smells like garbage. I have to get this smell out. Adulting. That's not adulting. That's just your lack of common sense, fool. You knew you were going out of town for a weekend. Why would you leave your garbage open?
And I feel bad for the situation that my friend is in, but I know that there are so many other people who are in crummy situations because they don't like what they do, but they get really good benefits, or they make good enough money to pay for really good benefits, which maybe they really, really need because of the situation that they're in. Did I let you down with like the top of the mountain for adulting?
No, because you put it in perspective, because I am a serial hashtag adulter. Adulting. Like, I use it all the time. Like, in the most not... I may have used it this morning. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. Gotta go talk on the radio. I think I did. With Stefan this morning, he was like, how are you feeling? I said, like, death. And he was like, well, you got this. You can push through. I go, ugh. I'm only talking for 4 hours, right? Adulting? And he was like, yeah. I totally said that this morning. Sitting on the side of the bed. Then I heard the promo this morning. I go, Eric needs to get out of my mind right now.
I'm glad I'm in your head.
That's so crazy. It was like, it literally was one of those moments. I turned my car and they're like, coming up next on the morning reboot. Do you adult? And I was just like, wait, was he in my room? What's happening right now?
I totally
said that this morning. I sure did.
Couldn't afford all the mimosas I wanted at brunch. Drank too much on Friday and Saturday. Adulting,
yeah.
7:45 with the morning reboot. There is another Kardashian story in the news. We got to Kim earlier. She may be letting guilty people out of jail, but this one is Khloe related. Her best friend got to the bottom of some Tristan things.
Dear Hollywood, I need you to step up your game, okay? We've talked about the Kardashians more times than one day than I cared for.
We'll get to Khloe before 8 on Q. 7:59 on Q105, the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Box State Farm. Insulvania, hashtag some pig. Q105, it's Eric Chase and a sick but feeling better, Floyd?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You take off of your other job today. did you find the Khloe picture?
You said Khloe prom, right?
Yeah, Khloe went to a prom. Khloe Kardashian went to a prom over the weekend of one of her fans, Narba. The Hoover High School 2019 prom. He is one of her biggest fans, and I hope...
Does he want to look like them?
So, he appears to have had some work done.
A lot.
Yes. Took my baby, Khloe Kardashian, to the prom with me. So, that was over the weekend.
Dim lips. I wonder how much that cost him.
Right. So, Khloe was also newsworthy because her best friend, Malika, asked some tough Tristan questions last night.
I am willing to give her an opportunity to speak her heart.
Like, you and Tristan are okay?
It's really hard to regain trust. The energy I have towards True, that's all that matters to me. And if that starts to be affected by me wondering, what's Tristan doing? Where is he? I will be out in 2 seconds. Nothing is worth that for me.
Are you still in love?
I know I love him, but still, right. I'm not gonna act like nothing's wrong. He counts. It's been 7 months. And this, I'm like, so it's been 7 months.
Yeah.
Like, I'm allowed to do things when I want to do it. But he also needs to know your one stupid weekend or whatever you did. Look what it did to, 3 years of a relationship. You just demolished it by that. So was that worth it for you? And if I didn't feel anything, I wouldn't be here. I still have to get to like the next phase and then we'll get there.
They're still together, aren't they?
I believe so.
I totally forgot about that. Her relationships are the least stable, most chaotic of any of them. If anything, Kim's are the most stable, right?
Right, and she was the one that we all... Remember when she was a punching bag of the internet for a while?
Yep.
Girl.
And I think Courtney just has, like, usual baby daddy problems with Scott, but she's pretty stable. I mean, she dates...
For that group, she's the normal one.
Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson. First of all,
that book just came out this weekend.
Did it?
His book, yeah, his memoir.
The Lamar Odom one, right? Yeah, I saw some interview excerpts of the, like, the stuff when he almost died that night, like the build up to that. That was nothing compared to what he was doing.
It was insane. Did you know he was in a relationship with Taraji P. Henson for forever?
No. What was she thinking?
Yes, I know. Like, is it her Benjamin Button day? So maybe like 10, 11 years ago? But like, yeah, they were together then. Like, I guess he was, before he was even known, he was her, he was her date to the Oscars.
Look at that.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even know that man then.
Find me another two people that are as chaotic as Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson that someone's dated. And I'm sure there's something, because Tristan Thompson has just made some bad decisions, some really bad decisions.
Are we going on the long and the lines of we didn't know who they were until we were like, oh, they're a train wreck?
You couldn't tell?
But like, is that the route we're going? Like, they're famous in their own right and they have their own career, but like, we didn't know who Lamar Odom was until he got with Chloe. And we're like, oh, this is toxic and crazy. But why is she still here? They had a fragrance named after each other called Chloe and Low or something.
Terrible.
Isn't it horrible? And they're also one of those people, like, if you look back on their timeline, it seems like they dated for like 10 years. And you're like, oh, it was only like 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a year.
So much happened.
Yeah.
Beyonce is ready to be Nala. And she played the part over the weekend on an Instagram pic, her daughter as well. She attended, the multi-platinum singer attended her mother, Tina Knowles Lawson's annual wearable art gala in Santa Monica. She chose an ensemble that clearly nods to the new Disney film. She voices Nala, Simba's love interest. The Grammy winner wore a glittering gold cat suit featuring an ornately designed lion's head across the center of it. Filling out the big cat's mane are rows of gold feathers. The outfit also includes a long gold cape, which the songstress proudly displays in a series of Instagram photos. Along for the fun was Blue Ivy, who wore a billowing yellow dress with colorful detailing and a matching headpiece for the gala.
I'm looking at pictures right now.
They look great.
I want that money.
I know.
I want that money to wear a lion face on my boobs.
Just think about, and I don't know if it was like, I've mentioned it once before. I think it was the first time LeBron James signed his first mega deal as a player. Somebody said he never has to look at a price tag ever again.
Ever. Daddy, I want that.
Okay.
Like, here's the thing. Here it is. Ma, I want that. Well, how much is it? $10. Boy, you better go on somewhere. Dad, I want that. Okay, get it. Like that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, get it.
What if one breaks? Get two. our friend Jan in the Mid will be here shortly. Let's get you qualified for Vegas right now. 419-240-1055. You'll be our first qualifier of the week and of the day. Thanks to Toledo Express Airport and American Airlines. You'll join us at the giveaway party at Ralphie's on Airport in just a couple of Saturdays at 11:30. Good luck from Lucas County Port Authority, Toledo Express, and American Airlines. Our first caller to 419-240-1055. You're qualified. Our friend Janet is on the way to get you a free astrological reading next. 17 on the morning reboot. It's Q105. She is here. You have the wrong microphone. You guys are all out of sorts today. My mood sucks. Floyd's sick. Janet is too low. That mic. Don't spill your coffee.
I drive the way I maneuver cups.
Drive the way you maneuver. What?
Which means I am even Steven with everything I do. I don't know what I just said.
If you would like to be the very first person to get a free astrological reading from our friend Janet Amid, 419-240-1055.
Well,
yes, dear.
I'm trying to talk here.
I wanted to give the phone number to let people know they can call.
Do it again, because I interrupted you.
Janet Amid is here. She is a professional psychic and astrologer. She's also a nice lady. 419-240-1055. We can get you in to get a free reading.
We have a Gemini new moon today. It's in the sign of Gemini, so you should be feeling pretty good today.
Me?
You're a Taurus. What the heck's going on with you?
Me?
What's that all about?
What? I don't know what's going on. I have not. My schedule has not been very busy lately. And I usually put things on my schedule that fulfill my being and my purpose. And with the schedule being empty, I have felt a little empty. So, yes, my mood has waned.
Well, you shouldn't feel that way. You should try to find a way to keep yourself busy.
I wish
am I on?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. If it makes to you said Gemini, Gemini sun rising.
There's a new moon today in the sign of Gemini, and it's June 3rd. So it's interesting because it's right on my Facebook, but I didn't send it to you guys, did I? You guys don't have a Facebook here, do you?
We do. We have a Facebook.
No, but I mean, you have a Facebook, but you don't have, because I don't think I sent you the signs, did I? Did I, Floydie?
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You're drunk.
I am not. But the new moon is, it's all about starting new things, new ventures. And, you know, anytime we have a new moon every month, we have a full moon every month, but we have a new moon, it's always about something that we rebuild on something. It's about starting something fresh. So it could be, you know, starting to be nice.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm going to...
I gotcha.
I'm gonna rebuild a list of things for me to do.
Yes.
In the afternoons, and I will report back to you later on today to see if I've done that.
Okay. You got it.
Hi, who's first up with us? Who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question for Jan and Amid?
About finances.
Okay,
fire away.
You are born under the sign of Aries, which you know that. Aries are mainly people that have a tendency to be very, I want to say busy people. They're very intense. They're leaders of the zodiac. That's what I would call them. And also the other thing is when it comes to money, most Aries people have a tendency to spend a little more than they make. They have a tendency to want a lot of things. They love beautiful things. I wouldn't say you're a materialistic Aries. I wouldn't get that about you. I would say you're more so all about comfort and stability and things like that. But you might put a lot of money into family. You know, that would be where a lot of it would go. And I do see that you've been in a... I don't want to sit here and say, oh, you're in a bad cycle this year, because I really don't see that. I think whatever's going on with you began last year and it's just lingering this year. So I wouldn't say that it's anything really major with you. I also can see where you're questioning a lot of things with your work and your jobs, you know, job situation, security, and things like that. But I honestly think the money situation is something you were born with, that fear of not having. So you always have that anxiety relating to money. It's the same thing with family, with kids, things like that. It's never like you ever feel like you're okay. You always feel like you're always on the edge of the cliff, or you're pushing the envelope. That's what I'm picking up with you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yes. So your financial situation hopefully is going to be okay. But again, perception plays a big key. Okay? It'll get better. And probably after August 10, that's when things kind of shift around for you a little. So the summer might be a little up and down, but it will ease up. Okay? Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So welcome.
Floyd, who's up second?
Jana.
Hi, Jana. Good morning. What's your question for Janet? Hello.
Is she there?
Oh, wait, sorry. There we are. Sorry about
that.
What the heck? I told you, I'm not with it today. My apologies. Jana, what's your question for Jan and Amid?
I just wondered how things were going with love and relationships.
Are you involved with somebody right now?
Yes.
Okay, what is his birthday?
5/17/72.
Okay, how long have you two been together?
About 21 years.
Whoa!
Oh, so this is your husband, then?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. You know, the one thing that I would say about you is, being a Virgo, you have a tendency to be very analytical, very methodical. You're a very detailed kind of person with everything and anything you do. I see a strong sense of independence, but I also see a strong need to be consistent with anything and everything you do. You're sort of like two people rolled into one little person. I also feel that since December of 2017, you guys have really had a difficult way to go. And you had experienced this before, and that was way back, I know it's a long time ago, but in 05 and 06 and 07, you know what I mean? Those were tough years too. Well, the same thing is going on now in your relationship together. So it's not that I don't think he's a good person. I think he is a very, you know, creature of habit, very traditional. It's just that I think the romance part needs a little work. Intimately, the financial part needs a little work, and his judgment calls are not the best, and he's a creature of habit, so he has a tendency to get very stuck. You're very compatible in some ways, otherwise you wouldn't have hooked up. Sometimes when I say that to people in my office, they'll say, no, we're not. I'll say, yeah, you are. You've been married 27 years, so something kept you together and brought you together. So sometimes what happens in relationships, we grow and that person doesn't always grow with us. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what's happened here. There is there are good things between the two of you. You do have a lot of love here, but just differences about how you look at things. And it could also have a lot to do with children, intimacy, and money, those main things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so hopefully things will ease up, but I don't see you necessarily walking away from this, although I think you're on the edge thinking about doing it. My suggestion, get through the summer and see how things are around the fall period. If you still feel the same way, you know, then maybe give me a call or something at the office or here, whatever you want to do, and we can kind of go over things a little bit more to see what your next step would be, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, you're Shanna. So welcome, honey.
And it's that long. You either got to just break it up.
That's a long time.
Maybe consider an open relationship.
Well, sometimes people stay together because of habit. They stay together because it's comfortable, it's routine, not necessarily because it's the right thing to do.
They've become a cohabitant and not a relationship.
That's exactly what it is.
All right, let's get one more before our first break. Who's this for?
Denise again.
Two Denises?
Denise from earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what? This is the second time she's been on?
She was the first caller.
Why is she back?
I do not know.
Denise,
said,
what's going
on,
honey?
I got through. I don't know.
Okay, what is your question?
This time it's about my health.
Okay, we normally have you call one call at a time.
Okay. Well,
but but that's okay. Let me just, since you called and you got through, we're happy about that. I saw some issues relating to some female stuff going on with you. I felt like you've had a rough year when it comes to anything female related. You also have to be very careful of your digestion. I see a little bit of that. I always say this when I'm on the air. It's not my place to, you know, diagnose. I'm not a doctor, but I do see that there's been some issues with that. So it could be a little bit of the female stuff. You have to watch your sugars a little too. And, you know, because it does affect, there's some issues going on with your anxiety level too. And I'm seeing that. But the biggest thing I noticed was digestion and female related. Just some minor things going on there. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Denise. I thought something was like imperatively wrong.
Hey, Denise, girl.
My doctor's giving me 6 weeks to live. Can you confirm that?
Stop saying that, even though it's just an example.
She has lady and pooping problems.
But we also want one person to call. Otherwise, they can call next time. You know what I mean? Not the same caller should not call twice.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Or reach your office.
Yeah.
Yeah, or call my office. Boom. At 419-882-5510.
More with our sorceress, our psychic, our astrologer, Janet Amid. We'll give you the number to call. It's a different one. Aww. To get in touch with Janet. Get a free astrological reading on the way. Hold on.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Check your traffic here.
8:48 on the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd and our friend Janet Amid, our astrologer, our psychic, and we've got time for another call, and then we'll do signs as we wrap up. Victoria has been kind enough to hold on. Hi, Victoria.
She's so good.
Hi.
You're really good. Did you know that?
I am? How so?
You are. Well, Janet just says you're good. And if Janet says you're good, you're good. And if Janet says the sky is purple, the sky is purple.
You hung on like a trooper. We appreciate that.
What's your question?
No problem.
What's your question for Janet?
I guess I'm just trying to, you know, look for the future, you know, what to expect with, you know, life in the next couple
career.
Of months.
Don't.
Yeah.
No flying cars. That's never going to happen. But driverless cars, yes.
That'd be nice.
Well, you know, have you noticed in the last year or so, you've really been questioning a lot of things with your career? It's been going on for about a year and a half. And you're in this stage of your life where this is the first actual cycle. The next one happens in 2025 through 2027. But right now, for the present, you're going through a lot of changes. You're a leader, not a follower. You're great in psychology. You're gifted in areas of communication. You also would be someone that would like to work independently and kind of do your own thing, because having to work for other people is not your cup of tea. You have to work on not taking things too personally, because you don't like authority figures. I already see that. And
yep.
You absolutely hate that. And you are someone who, you know, when it comes to how you think, you question your purpose all the time. So it's not just today that you're going through this questioning thought or mode. You've been doing this for a very, very long time. I see a strong future with you because of your motivation, because you have that. and you're intense. Okay. Sometimes you can play really hard, but you can also work really hard. You have both things going on. And the independence is there. The ability to make money, to do very well, is extremely strong in your chart. But just remember, when it comes to having to work for other people, that's going to be trial and error for you, because you really do love your autonomy. That's a huge part of it. So whatever job you get, make sure you have a lot of freedom with it. That's the most important thing. And you're embarking on your life right now. You're at a good age to really kick into first gear with anything you need to do. So it looks good. But when you really get to where you want to be, the pinnacle of where you need to be, is not going to be for another few years or so, about 5-6 years. That's when things will really have, whatever you start now will end up being finished during that time. Okay?
Okay, that's awesome.
Good luck, honey.
Thanks, Victoria. All right, that's it for calls for today. We will come back and wrap up with signs.
And is Floydie, do you feel good enough to sing?
Oh, that's right.
Can you hum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, do that.
Floyd's not feeling well today. Your next chance for the Vegas Flyaway happens at 12:20 today with Russ. You can get qualified then. Also, thanks to our friends Lynn over at K100. I have a few more details, or important detail, about the dog dying Friday night at the Mud Hens game during fireworks.
Oh, what happened?
Dog died during the fireworks.
Oh no!
So I can I want to confirm that, and I'll share what that is.
It makes me sad.
I know, just a very unfortunate situation.
I love animals,
and not surprising. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes here on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
You're in your workday, and Johnny D driving you home. Q105, WQQOFM and HD1, Sylvania, Toledo, a Cumulus station.
We have a late edition of the Rated Game, about 20 minutes away. Hang on for that one final segment here with Janet Amid on the Morning Reboot, Q105. Eric, a slightly feeling better Floyd, and of course, our sorceress, our psychic, our mistress, our astrologer. Janet Amin, how to contact her shortly. We've got some, we're going to do some singing signs here. Floyd can muster it up. He's got the energy. The remaining breaths of oh, by the way, Lynn from K100 told me that the dog that died at the ballpark the other night, I guess at some point during the fireworks, had an undiagnosed heart condition. It was that, or
the excitement on top of everything else,
or a car backfiring, or a firework. Like, it seems.
Poor baby.
Like, Floyd, remember on Friday or Thursday, I was like, if I die, I want it to be an aneurysm, because you can't find those and you're out in like 2 seconds.
You're out quick, yeah.
Quit saying that stuff.
This dog, unfortunately, probably was not long for life. Something would have gotten it at some point,
baby.
Because it was,
and I said that earlier,
undiagnosed.
So a lot of stuff comes into play when we're looking for answers and pointing fingers and blaming, but like,
sometimes an accident is just an accident. But no, somebody's got to be blaming. I guess the Mud Hens are not going to do fireworks on the same night as Hens and Hounds or Paws and Pints, which I think I probably said was a good idea from the get-go, but they both happen so often, it's hard for them not to intersect. And you have plenty of time to leave with your dog before the fireworks start. So
no, I mean, to take an animal there, I mean, that they don't understand. They get scared. You know, I mean, I used to have to babysit my ex-husband's dogs on July 4th because of the fireworks, because he would have to work. So I would always have to babysit the dogs.
Well, we're not going to shut down the celebration of the country's birthday because your dog is scared of fireworks.
No, I know, but still, you know, it's
sorry, don't
they don't understand. I mean, it's just, you know,
they run into the closet.
I love dogs.
So it was just an unfortunate situation, and I'm kind of disappointed that the Mud Hens are not going to keep them on the same night, but whatever.
Oh. Don't be disappointed.
And
be happy.
To these people, if they would like to adopt, and I think the last names are Banks, Alyssa, and Brian. If they would like to adopt a dog from Lucas County, I would gladly pay for the adoption fee for them. Though I'm sure, yeah, it's like $125. I'm sure my friends Laura and Joda over there would just waive it for them. But I'd be happy to. Pay for their adoption fee if they'd like another dog.
They have a lot of dogs over there.
They do.
I love the dogs that are, I go there just sometimes to walk around.
All right. Can we roll through signs pretty quickly?
Remember, we have a new moon in Gemini today, so this lasts us for a couple days to a week. So just be prepared. Start some fresh things, new things. It's a time to begin and reset. We'll begin with Aries.
Aries.
The transiting sun and new moon in social Gemini indicates a time of deep verbal expression, Aries. This is a really good time to let others know where your thoughts are at. In addition, as it transits your area of short-term travel, you may get a sudden desire for an unexpected rendezvous. Taurus. With summer. I know.
Can I get a voice track?
No, it's beautiful. Taurus, with summer around the corner, it is time to get out and do some therapeutic spending. With the sun and new moon traveling in your money house, you should feel so fortunate as your money cycle is in good shape. Let's hope it is. In addition, a great week to sift through unnecessary items that have been blocking you. Gemini. Lay it on, buddy. As the sun and new moon travel through your own sign, the limelight's going to be on you. A very good week to put yourself out there, shed some old skin, start fresh. Also, as your life moves into the right direction, you may feel surprisingly less inclined to shoulder everyone else's burdens. Cancer. Family and friends may need maybe a bit overwhelming this week, as you have such a strong need to let go of negative ties or even clear out issues that have been leaving you a little drained. This week's traveling sun and new moon signifies a time to move forward. Leo.
Thank you.
This week, you need to help Floyd out there, Eric. This week's yearly transit of the sun in Gemini new moon brings to light your fun side. Time for family and friends, parties, and whatnot. You may find yourself a little bit more receptive than usual, more open to taking chances. Love matters can be unpredictable this week, though not necessarily out of your control. Virgo! Yay! With so much can be said about your desire to always move forward, as career is at the top of your game plan this week. Sun and new moon at the top make their way to the top of the ladder. It's all about getting the job done and doing it right. Family matters may have needed your support, so suddenly you find yourself kind of giving a little bit more advice than you want to. Libra. Your Venus side kicks in this week with the sun and new moon in your ninth house of higher consciousness, bringing to light your more creative, romantic side. With activity in your area of higher thought, you may aspire to be the best you can be, choosing well and accomplishing the task without hesitation. Love new or existing relationships. Take on a new perspective. Scorpio. As with most Scorpios, it's about money, more so as the sun and new moon travel through your money house, triggering feast or famine. Getting the most for your buck is your goal no matter what. That's Scorpio. However, on the flip side, you may find yourself becoming less demanding. Sagittarius.
Aries.
As both the new moon and the sun travel in your area of partners, you suddenly feel a sense of balance, a desire for union, to partner up, or just so to speak, kind of get into a connection of some sort. This is your week to just open yourself to whatever you feel entitled to and for. Capricorn. A positively fit health transit with the sun and new moon in your area of fitness and responsibility. Good week to show your best efforts, merely to begin a new health regimen. Either way, get started or continue on. Aquarius. Find yourself a little bit more overwhelmed than usual with family and friends and work as you seek to make everyone else happy. This is a time to relax, take it all in. Also, family matters and money matters look positive for the next few weeks or so. Pisces. A fourth house transit of the new moon and sun opens the way to better prospects relating to your home life. Selling, buying, or merely remodeling, this can be your awesome week to get things moving, getting rid of things that have left on the back burner. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or Janet Amid. I know it's an old AOL, but whatever. JanetAmid@AOL.com. I have JanetAmid@Gmail, but I like JanetAmid@AOL. I've had it since 1990 something.
You need AI. You need a billboard.
Never have to explain yourself.
You know what?
I know.
No, we should die.
I love my AOL.
If Toledo's number one bachelor hasn't a cavity, if Toledo's number one bachelor
I've never had a cavity in my life, so
hasn't found
there.
A woman yet, we should get his birthday, Floyd, for Janet.
I can do that.
Toledo's number one bachelor.
Can you get it now?
We don't
have time now. We can do it next week.
Bye, Janet.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful,
babe. Good morning. It's 9:22. On Q105 of the Morning Reboot, it's Eric and a very ill-feeling Floyd. Yes. You look better.
You feel like poop.
Because I like to credit where are the source of where we find things out. We've been talking about this dog dying at the ballpark the other day. Lynn from K100, you were the one that
Good morning.
You filled in a very important detail that like none of the news sources or Twitter had. The dog had a pre-existing heart condition?
I understand that is true. It was a Samoyed who was only about a year and a half or so, and they had it in the ballpark. They were having a grand time, and yes, after the dog died, and this was via social media. My daughter's very tied into all of the pet pages and that sort of a thing, and it seemed like a credible source that suggested they did find that that dog had an undetected heart condition. Mm.
So sadly, and this is a very important detail.
It is.
It's just a tragic accident.
Right. Well, we were talking about it. It's kind of like when you hear those stories of young people, you know, out doing the football practice in the summer.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, they keel over on the football field and, you know, somebody wants to get after the coach right away that, you know, they were doing something unfairly. And it's really not the case. There was an underlying problem that caused that issue.
I remember when I was growing up, a lot of cars would backfire in the neighborhood. And then we'd have fireworks around the 4th of July. So sadly, something might have gotten this dog at some point, regardless.
It's true, because he was young. And so, you know, you don't know at what point something would have occurred. Mm-hmm. It likely would have been something.
And the dog's life might have really only lasted. And I don't want to come off sounding so callous. Lynn and I are
we're
dog lovers.
Yeah.
But this dog might have only lived another month. With July 4th right around the corner.
Oh, for sure. I never thought about it that way, too. Yeah.
You don't know what could have happened. No, you don't. But I love the fact that the Mudhens are being so sensitive to the issue and sensitive with this family and making a charitable contribution to whatever it is that the family, you know, would like to see them do that. And I suppose for the greater good, to make sure nothing else happens. Yeah. I mean, they're just taking that precaution of not doing it in conjunction with dog nights.
Are your dogs, how are they with like storms and fireworks and whatnot?
Our dogs aren't bad at all. Really not bad at all. But we, of course, don't take chances with them either. When we do take them to the hens and hounds lights, we leave before all that comes on.
Yeah. When
that's what you said earlier. Like you know what's going to happen at the end. You have time to actually be like, all right, let's go.
There got to be so many fireworks nights and so many hens and hows nights, it was almost impossible for them to not intersect. I'm fortunate. My two dogs now are okay with storms and fireworks. Like, they bother me more than those two.
Really?
There was one time. So I lived, you know where Home Slice is, right?
Yes.
My bedroom was the other side of their bar's wall. So we heard and saw everything. And there was one time that Diddy wanted to go out. And the fireworks were still happening.
Right.
And we made it outside, and the pause in between the fireworks, like during the show, he was fine. But then when there was a loud, surprising bang, he lost his mind, and we went right back inside.
Aw.
So, but I know, how are your dogs? Did you get the storms where you were over the weekend?
We did, they were fine. Mm-hmm. They were really all right. Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to play a game with us?
All right.
It's clean. You're not going to lose your job.
Okay, good.
Cliff can't be by himself there, right? It's called the Rated Game.
Okay.
So I throw something out, usually something topical or something we've talked about, and you tell us overrated, underrated, or properly rated.
Okay.
Floyd, do you want to lead the way?
Yeah.
First up, parades.
Oh, they're overrated. Lynn? What difference of what kind?
They're all overrated.
No, I love the Macy's Day Parade. You get like the live shows and the balloons.
Okay. Lynn, parade.
What's the in-between?
You get overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Properly rated.
Okay. Floyd, hockey pucks.
Hockey pucks. Oh, properly rated.
Lynn?
What?
That's the whole part of it. Some of this is kind of a name.
I guess I would just say properly rated.
Yeah, okay. Floyd, The Lion King.
Ooh.
The movie.
The movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's properly rated so far.
Okay. Lynn?
I think properly rated. Yeah. I think that's all the accolades it probably should. Yeah.
All right, next up, kind of in the vein of another movie that's doing well right now, Aladdin. Floyd, Magic Carpets.
What? The underrated?
Oh, definitely underrated.
I saw the movie twice. He stole the scene, the Magic Carpet.
And you don't have to pay for gas. Probably don't have to plug him in.
I want one.
All right, last one. Lynn seems troubled by this. Miley Cyrus. Floyd, Miley Cyrus. Underrated, overrated, properly rated.
I would say she's properly rated, but she was overrated a few years ago.
There could be a change.
See, now I would go totally the opposite with you. I would say properly rated now, but I think she was underrated in the past.
She's very talented, and some of her antics have kind of overshadowed.
For sure.
You survived.
I've been to Hannah Montana concert back in the day.
The Hannah Montana theme song is something that mildly overshadows how great that Hannah Montana song was.
Exactly.
She needs to work it into her concert, because I guarantee you, people would lose their minds.
I think when her butt was rubbing on Robin Thicke, she shed anything Hannah Montana.
That was awkward.
Mm-hmm. For all of us. Yeah. Awkwardly overrated. You survived.
Yeah, I did.
See, it was painless.
Yeah.
Thanks for the
heads up. I'll come back and do that anytime.
Thanks for the heads up on the dog, because we were wondering. Yeah, there was like a very important detail missing, and it wasn't on Twitter. It wasn't on any of the news stories.
Social media pet pages.
Mm. It was there?
Mm-hmm.
I avoid like a lot of pages like that. I just read the news
pages. But how are you not on those pages?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I would think people would pull you in.
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute.
Unless they're dog pages, like the dogs are actually posting, I don't want any more people posting my life. Thanks, Lynn.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
9:28 with the morning reboot. Most liked tweet is on the way.
Yeah. Q105 wants to send you. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's Most Liked Tweet of the Morning on Q105.
9:42 as we wrap up here. I have three tweets. Three potential. Do you have any?
I have one.
Oh, you're so sleepy. I'll give you all three of them, then you'll tell me which one is best. Is that how this works?
Yes.
And I'm backed up. This is from Gigi at @LE_debut. How am I supposed to lose weight when I'm always hungry? Okay?
Yes.
From @FlynnMark, I love millennials so much. We turned skipping breakfast into quote-unquote intermittent fasting.
I saw that, yeah.
And one more, and you can tell me which one of these I should do. From Jay Jaffe, he's a baseball writer that I enjoy. If there's a more disappointing phrase than "we're not open yet" from a taco truck, then I don't want to hear it. Don't at me during this difficult time.
I like that one.
Like that one.
I self-identify with that one.
It's 9:59. Can you open, please?
Well, I used to live in a riverfront. They would set up the Levis Commons lunch thing, the thing that's happening Thursday. I'd be like, and I would go to work at like 9. I go, I know you're cooking something. You could sell me something.
No, like lunch at Levis.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care, but I'm going my way to work. I smell the empanada.
Okay.
Toss a street rat a crumb. I was like, very living my Aladdin life. Not today.
Find a lamp so you can wish for some food.
Rub more than just the lamp. Ow. All right, mine is from @SavageAphrodite. Not really funny, but it's the most like one actually on my feed.
Okay.
Says, my husband still has my last name as Tinder in his phone, so don't tell me romance is dead. That's funny. Stefan's last name on my phone is still Facebook Stefan.
It's fine. You know what? Like,
it really is.
It's positive superstition. Like a ball player who keeps wearing like the same jersey repeatedly because they're on a streak. You don't want to mess up the good vibes.
Yeah, I think my name and his is Floyd Facebook or Floyd Messenger, something like that.
My friend at Bar Louie, Jessica Bar Louie, is how she is. My phone. Do you want to do this? You want to do this for a topic one day?
We like, should.
Strange names in your phone.
That's really good.
I want you to hold me to something. So I have to shake out of this malaise that I'm in, and the way to do it is find things to do.
These big words you're using today. It hurts.
This funk. There I have nothing after work. Any day this week on my calendar, although I do have something Lexi related on Friday, which I'm sure will go by the wayside.
Oh, Lexi, he has set aside time for you.
I'd like to have a
do
word.
Do not ghost him.
I heard from Tori on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
Tori texted me.
Because I'm still waiting.
Tori texted me and asked me if I'm coming out to the to her porch. I was like, not in the mood, but I know Tori's are always there. So you are holding me to this.
Okay.
I need to get stuff on my calendar for the rest of this week. Things to do.
Dark Phoenix comes out. Is it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday night. I'll go with you on Friday if you want.
I have Thursday off in the afternoon.
It won't be out that early. So you're, I'm going
to
kind of.
I'm going to write a permission slip to Marvel, but can I get a sneak preview Thursday before anyone else?
Go to Newfoundland. It's probably.
I like what you think.
Their time is 90 minutes ahead. So tomorrow, when we come in and we start the show at 5:45, you're going to ask me, what did you get on your calendar? And if I didn't get anything on it, I'm in detention.
Okay. Just detention?
If you want to come up with some kind of punishment that I'm okay with.
Just like one other thing?
I got to have three things to do this week. Got to come up with stuff.
Okay, I'll help you do
what's
this.
Barry's quote of wisdom?
If your mind fried is a mind lost, not quite what he says.
An empty plate. An empty mind is the devil's playground.
Ah, that's right. Someone's playground that's hot. The devil's playground's hell.
It is. It is. All right.
Empty mind is
the what? Devil's playground. When you have nothing to do.
You come up with something, you get in trouble. Is that what he means by that?
Kind of, yeah. Or at least my mental demons get to me.
Okay.
I'm worthless. I'm not good for anything. Blah, 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 blah.
All those things are untrue, but I get it.
But when your mind tells you that, you believe it.
I said, I get it.
So, or when my mind tells me that, I just go to sleep for all of Sunday.
When you said that, I was like, my. Sorry, I was thinking of the psycho song, which is fitting to this conversation.
I'm going to get the podcast up about the dog dying. Mm-hmm. My offer stands. If that family would like me to pay for their dog adoption at Lucas County, I'd be happy to do it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's the least I can do because I don't want anybody's dog to die. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We'll be here then, maybe with a cough, maybe not. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.
Yeah. Q105 wants to send you.